What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second hour of old school. I have to, you know, wow. Sometimes you just get the wind taken out of your sail. 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text on Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to join the conversation, add to the conversation, or just check in from wherever you are. Let us know what's on your mind, what you're thinking, your opinions. All of this stuff in space. If you want to follow on the live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter Live, you can do so. Jay Foreman, let him know about the Mercado, please.
Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock. Every type of meat, every type of cut.
Get it. It's the weekend. There are a ton of 49er fans on the text line. I didn't know there were that many, but apparently there are a lot. We have a lot of 49er fans listening. Before we get to Sunday's playoff games, two things. One, the text line, thank you again for letting us know. Monday night playoffs started last year, so there was a Monday night football playoff game. I don't know why it didn't resonate with me. It just didn't. And then second, tonight at 6 o'clock, tip-off from West Lafayette. The Huskers travel to Purdue. Some polls have Purdue at 3, some have them at 4. But the news that jumps, Juwan Gary wasn't going to play. They knew he wasn't going to play because of his shoulder. But today's news, the recent news, is that Sam Griesel will also not play tonight. So they were a 15-point underdog this morning.
They're going to be like 30.
No Griesel, no Gary against Purdue on the road.
In a place Nebraska's never won in school history.
Ever. 0-7, right?
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, how does that line – how do they even line up, Jay? Is Tominaga – and do you just go with your five best available players?
Tominaga, Brandemel, Breidenbach, obviously Derek,
Wiltshire.
And C.J. Wiltshire.
And then Lawrence off the bench, Denham off the bench, right?
Blaze, right?
Blaze off the bench. Maybe an appearance of Sam Hoiberg as well, yeah, to run the point. Just because, look, he can give you minutes. Like, he knows the offense.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows the offense. He knows what he's doing. So, 6 o'clock, I'm actually going to watch the game with Rock Lloyd, Ramel Lloyd Sr. So, we'll be somewhere in the Haymarket watching. Thunder Knock Collins says the spread is 16 now. 16. So, man, Griesel was only worth a point? Yikes. Okay, Vegas. Okay, Las Vegas. Say what you say. Hey, man. Sunday when you get up, you will get up after Jay Foreman. I can guarantee you that you will sleep in longer than Jay Foreman will, because the Bills and Dolphins are game one of three on Sunday. And Jay Foreman is going to play the game in his head. As a matter of fact, he's going to go through the pregame, all the plyometrics that are required. Like, he'll stretch hamstrings. He'll get he'll get his core working.
Game?
He'll get his core working.
We're gonna bust their head open to the white meat. There ain't no chance of this underdog gonna win. It's not happening. It's over. O-V-E-R.
Skylar Thompson.
I don't care what he is. Michael Thompson, Tristan Thompson, Skylar Thompson, David Thompson. I don't care who it is. Clay Thompson, it ain't happening. It's over. There's no chance. It's over. Just go to the Minnesota, New York at Minnesota.
Are the Dolphins fans not named Jake Sorensen? Yeah. Where are they to stand up for the fan?
On to the next. We're on to the New York Football Giants at the Minnesota Vikings, which is probably the most interesting game of the weekend or of Sunday.
See, here's the thing. So they played a few weeks ago. It took a 61-yard field goal by Minnesota to win the game.
Yeah.
Do we expect 60 points plus in this game?
In some form or fashion. I don't know if the Giants can win a game to where they have to score more than 28 points against the Vikings.
That's the number?
They don't want to be – they would like to win – they need to win this game 28, 23, 21 or whatever. They're not an explosive team. But, you know, Minnesota's defense is fool's gold and is garbage this year. I don't know how, because they have talent, but they're garbage. The game's at 3:30, so it's not a primetime game. So, you know, Kirk Cousins, his kryptonite isn't going to be at when the sun goes down.
Right.
I like Daniel Jones. I like what they're doing. I like Saquon Barkley. I like how they're manufacturing offense. I think their defense – I can promise you this. Wink Martindale is going to call every single blitz he has in his playbook, and he's going to try to make Kirk Cousins the Kirk Cousins that we all know and love.
So if it's the Fighting Foremans and you get to choose between Jones and Cousins as your quarterback, who do you take?
This year I'll take Cousins.
Just this year. Why this year?
Because I think Daniel Jones has shown me. Look, he's never had an offensive line, and he's done pretty dang well without any receivers. The number one receiver that they paid all this money for isn't been inactive all year.
Yeah.
So I'll take Kirk Cousins. He's gotten better since he's left Washington. I'm still not fully on the Kirk Cousins, because he has his Kirk Cousins meltdowns where he, you know, things aren't lined up perfectly to him. And I find it hard how you go to Green Bay and Justin Jefferson only targeted twice. One, Justin Jefferson should have caught. The other one was poorly thrown. And with the host of big-time playmakers they have, he didn't end the season well. The problem with the Vikings is their defense, for whatever reason, is suspect against the run. That makes Daniel Jones
a better scheme? Or just execution? What?
It's at this point, in this point of the season, it's execution, want to. They're soft.
Getting pushed around in a division that allowed them to be
soft. They're soft.
Like the rest of that division should be ashamed of themselves for what they allowed the Vikings to get away with.
But they've been able – when you have that ultimate equalizer out there in Justin Jefferson, it kind of – but they're starting to get healthy too. Irv Smith Jr. is got back. You got Hockenson, who was a huge, great get, you know, as far as a trade. I mean, Detroit pretty much gave him to you in a mid-round pick. Then you got Dalvin Cook, and then you got Kirk Cousins, and then you got Thielen that's still balling. The offensive line is a little bit more healthier, so they're gonna try to alleviate their defensive weaknesses by playing ball control. So if they can score early, the onus is back on Daniel Jones. But the problem is this for the Vikings is that New York's defense last week showed me something. They're able to turn the ball over. They're able to actually stop the run and play kind of complimentary football. And even though they didn't win it, but they competed against the Eagles when the Eagles had to win. They didn't play their two best players and played everybody. New York did. And they competed with Philly when Philly needed to win to get into, you know, obviously the bye week. That let me know they have some mental toughness and they have some depth. they're going to take the Vikings to the deepest water that they can take them, that their ability is to take them as far as the Giants. Whether the Vikings sink or swim is going to be, they're going to put all the pressure back on the Vikings and say, you have to beat us. This is the ultimate Kirk Cousins test right here. This is a game that they're going to be favored. They should win, and quite frankly, they have to win, and he has to win.
If I asked you the same question, different position, the Fighting Foremans, Barkley is one in one room, and Mr. Cook is in the other. Who do you take between Barkley and Dalvin Cook?
This year, I'll take Barkley. I do. But Dalvin Cook, if I don't know, man, that's hard. But Barkley has shown me something this year. I sent you what that dude said on Instagram.
Yeah, he
that man. Yeah, he tells that I'm that man. He said, well, then show me then. Well, he's showing you. I'm taking Barkley.
I'm trying.
You know what? You know.
Yeah, I'm like.
No,
I'm
no, actually Dalvin Cook. Here's the thing. Dalvin Cook is weird because he plays magnificent. Like when he has like a separated AC joint.
Yeah.
He'll go and rush for like 130. But when he's healthy, he'd be having like 10 carries for like 30 yards.
Well, because he tells Kirk he feels good. And Kirk's like, all right, I don't chill.
Yeah.
Chill, I got this. And it's like, no, no.
I'm going to take Saquon. But I do think the Vikings are going to win because they're going to make it into a track meet. But I would not be surprised if they lose.
What can we expect? It's Sunday night.
There's going to be a slaughter.
The Ravens and the Bengals and familiar.
Yeah.
Familiar foes. The letdown possibility is high. Because if you're the Bengals, you've watched football all day, and you've heard every story, and all the late prognosticators tell you that you have a Sunday night off because you're not going to face Lamar Jackson.
And Huntley's
compromised. A maybe.
He's compromised
at best. And then, I don't know, you can't imagine the Bengals being beat by a quarterback from Oregon who is not somebody who won a Heisman Trophy. So what do you expect? What can happen for Baltimore? Right? Is this a defense stands up and has a night of all night situation? Is this a running back?
This ain't happening.
I mean,
I'm not here to play games.
Yeah.
I'm not here to – Baltimore don't have a chance. They got Lamar Jackson, his contract situation looming. Will he ever be play in the Raven uniform again? Will he be franchised? Most likely it might have because they just paid Raquan Smith, which is the ultimate disrespect to your superstar quarterback, which probably led him to take another week off. But it set them up to franchise him to make him play one more year, i.e. like they did Kirk Cousins numerous times for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
But as we're dealing with this, at Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, at 7:15, by 8:15, this game will be over.
Early start.
Late start. Good night.
Well, early start for the Bengals.
Well, you'll have an early start to get home, the people of Cincinnati. They are going to
I actually had tickets to this game and annihilate
Baltimore.
Is this the bigger blowout? Is this a bigger blowout than Dolphins Bills? What's the blowout of the weekend for you?
This one here, Baltimore and Cincinnati. And here's why. It got a little spicy last time they played.
Yeah.
It got a little spicy. Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase got one a couple forearms to the chops after an interception, and Raquan Smith went over there and punked him a little bit. He said he got something for that. So now Cincinnati's going to pour it on him. So this is a blowout. If you're betting the over, bet the over big. Cincinnati, straight up, you'll be big too. It's over. Baltimore, Miami, you're going to the crib. New York is the only chance for an upset. You heard it here first. Gone. Miami Dolphins, don't even come up there. Don't even get on the plane. Skylar Thompson, we need you out the game.
Through all of the games that we talked about, and again, folks are going to spend a lot of time, unless there's, upsets to the side.
Here we go.
That
January 16th.
This one.
January 16th. This Mike one. McCarthy.
This like
Sean Payton is looming over you.
Like Peyton's in the building, right? Sean Payton's going to be at this game.
Who's the dude that's the offensive coordinator now? He might get the job. They might bring back Jason Garrett and mess around and try to hire Tony Romo. This is pressure packed because now you're looking across the field and Tom Brady is starting to get his soldiers back healthy. The offensive line, if they perform like they have.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Had been when they needed to, and the Dallas pass rush looks like it doesn't have as much oomph. And the DP, just imagine this here. Here, I'm going to talk you through this as I talk to Dolphins. I'll do the Dolphins thing. The Dolphins are going to start fast. Buffalo's going to recover. Buffalo's going to then separate themselves, and then Buffalo's going to annihilate them. Jake's going to be excited. Then he's going to be somber, and then he's going to be on red alert. Okay, he might have island fever over there in Hawaii. But I'm just imagining this, right? Tom Brady, right? Because what's the Monday? That's Martin Luther King Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh. There's nothing better against the Cowboys. Oh, my gosh. Right? Tom Brady's going to he's going to exercise his honorary brother card. DP, here's what's going to be the score. Okay, here's what's going to be the score. It's going to be 17-13. 1 minute and 12 seconds left. Tom Brady's going to have the ball. Okay. And drive this bad boy down the whole field and put the dagger in their heart.
And I will throw confetti. I will pour beer across my face.
And then by the time Dallas lands back home in Jerry's world.
New coach.
Mike McCarthy.
New coach.
Will be looking for another job.
New coach.
He will be back in his basement watching tape with all the other coaches that got fired. Mike Nolan included, how they can figure it out for their next job they're going to mess up next.
Does Jerry Jones, Lane Kiffin, Mike McCarthy leave him on the tarmac?
No. because he's going to let him just sit in silence. And
yeah, that's
and,
what
– like that flight back from Tampa is one where he sits there next to him and
– no.
Jerry will fake being on a phone call the whole time.
See, what Jerry – no, Jerry won't do that. You know, here's what Jerry's going to do. He probably flew out there sitting next to Mike McCarthy in his Arkansas twang. This is what we going to do, right? He going to get on the plane on the way home and act like they buddies. Then he going to get a phone call, get off of his plane, and fly home with the Jerry Jones family, like his son, Steven, and his daughter runs it as well, and everybody else. And then they going to talk from Tampa to Dallas on who we going to hire, because they're going to have the satellite phone. One's going to be talking to Sean Payton. Other one's going to try to get Romo. And then the other one's going to try to get the dark horse coach. Tony Romo ain't coming to coach.
No, but Harbaugh gets the phone call too.
That's the dark horse.
Harbaugh gets the phone call. That's matter of fact, Jerry's on the phone the whole time. He's going to make him sit there. He's going to hit him with the one finger. Like, he'll be on the phone holding it to his ear. And coach will be trying – McCarthy will be trying to talk to him. He's going to hit him with the one finger like, no, hold on.
Hold on.
Get me Ann Arbor.
Let me ask you this here.
How quickly can I get the private charter to Ann Arbor?
Let me ask you this right now. If Dallas is not a Super Bowl team. Now, they could, but just – if you had – I assume San Francisco, there's other teams. I wouldn't even be surprised if a wild card team could beat Dallas. If you go in the offseason and you're the Dallas Cowboys, say they win this game and say they lose in the NFC Championship. DP. DP, DP Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you if you're running the Cowboys, say you're his advisor. What's the black dude that he always has with him? Right? Say you guys are rolling on the bus, and he says,
"Just call me Drew Pearson for the sake of this conversation."
Okay, Drew.
Yeah.
Should we keep Mike McCarthy, or should I just throw a boatload of cash at Jim Harbaugh?
Let's go to the ATM, boss. let's make that stop.
Now, what's your reasoning?
We have a very small window.
Yeah, because I'm only going to be alive for so about.
Well, it's not how long you're alive. It's the fact that your window, Zeke has apexed.
He's on the.
Right?
Yeah. He's like me going down. The one time I went skiing, I accidentally went down the black level.
Went down Black Diamond. He was like,
hey, I hit that bad boy too quick. So he's on the Black Diamond.
Tumbled down. Black snowball with a pebble. CeeDee Lamb is one of the great receiving talents, but he cannot lead your receiver room alone. He needs somebody else. The line play has been better in the run game, but not in the passing game. And if I asked you, Austin, if I said to you that young Mr. Davis from Houston led the league in interceptions with 15, do you know who he was tied with?
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, with weapons aplenty, dump passes of a run game, dump passes available, layups all over this offense and system. The window is closing, and you're going to have to put up more money because Mr. Parsons is over there, and he's about to open his own bank. Yeah. And you've got defenders. Yeah, Diggs is back there, and he's looking at his brother and wants to know what it's like to live the good life. Right? The good life. This is it. The window is there. You recommend that he make those calls. And remember that you're not even limited to Harbaugh, et cetera. For all things stated true, for all the things that I say about bad about the evil empire, the head coaching job may be the most appealing head coaching job in all of football.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Because one thing you know Jerry Jones is going to do, he's going to try to win every year.
Right? And now, if Philadelphia has the one seed, you're not the team anymore. Washington just humbled you. And, the Giants aren't afraid of you.
No. They would love nothing else but to beat you.
So the streak should be in play that Dallas goes on a streak and finally does the thing that they should have been doing all along, which is with all that talent that we just talked about, make a run. And you're not talking about – they're not beating New England Patriots Tom Brady. They're not going to Foxborough to beat Tom Brady. We're not talking about them playing in the snow to beat Tom Brady. We're talking about – Jerry flying in to see his boy in Tampa. They already know. He know all the spots. He's got all his favorite catering people already down there. He's got his social secretaries. They're already down in Tampa. They know where everything is. He's got three places he can go that has meals with his name on it, drinks with his name on it, on the menu in Tampa. This is a home game in Tampa because Cowboy Nation is going to travel. And if they go down there and lay an egg, that puts them in the worst position of any team in the NFC East. Worse than the Commanders. Because the Commanders could at least look at them and go, we know why we were 8-8-1. What is your excuse for being home already? You're supposed to be on your plane practicing. What are you doing home? With us. You with us.
Yeah.
With us.
So you're saying they just wasted a week of their time.
Like, you with us.
Hey, you just wasted a week, man. You should have done that, man. Stop wasting a week of your time, man. You should have just cut it off and turn it in.
Washington would have went and took the L for you, which would have been better for Dallas. Hey, Washington, you know what? We feel so bad for y'all.
Taking our light work.
Go ahead and get Tom Brady loss.
Do you believe?
But they have the chance.
But do you believe in Dak though? coming off the worst game that I think he's ever played.
I don't expect Dak
to play that bad.
To Romo and have back-to-back bad games. That's a Romo thing. That's not a Dak thing. Yeah. Dak's thing is I lay an egg and then I stand up and I play well. So, can he play well against Tampa? Will Tampa's pressure up front get to him? And their thing is, if their pressure is internal pressure, if Tampa's pressure is up the middle, Dak will struggle. If their pressure is edge rushers, Dak's going to eat them alive.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I watch against Dak. Washington said, we're going to stick the middle, and if you got to spin out to get out of the pocket and break things down, if that's how you beat us, cool. So but we're going to get you up to we're going to take tight end away. We're going to take the easy throws away. And then we're going to make you, your receivers, these delicate flowers that you have at receiver, we're going to make them beat physical play downfield. And they didn't do it in Washington. They didn't do it the first time they played the Eagles. But Tampa's corners take weeks off. Like, they've taken weeks off.
That whole defense has played crappy this year. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
They look.
Yeah.
You know, they look like entitled, fat, and lazy. They've shown spurts, but then when you really think that they're going to really play, they don't. They've been making
a lot
of
But we trust.
I think, though.
We trust Tampa's linebackers.
But I'm going to tell you what, though.
To tee off on Dak.
But here's what's going to – if Tampa's defense comes to play, Dallas is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They in trouble.
Yep.
If they come to play, they are in big trouble. They are in big trouble, man. Because Tampa, when Davis is a lockdown corner, so that's CeeDee Lamb. Linebackers against their tight ends and running backs, that's when they come to play, they can run with all of them. If they got big boy up front, the big Vita Vey or whatever. I mean, the one-man record crew, he looked like Rikishi.
One-man gang, baby.
He looked like dang Rikishi or whatever.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, they come to play, and you keep giving the ball back to 12. Because the 12's offense will look like garbage, find something, and then it's over.
And he goes, oh.
Yeah, and you better – see, if I'm Tampa, here's what I do. Since you have that pass rush. When Brady, it seems like their offense does the best is when they have to be in two-minute offense, right? So if the defense is coming out humming for Tampa, that's the offense I'm running. It allows Brady to get the ball out of his hand quickly. It allows them to kind of have the short area passing game as their running game. They have a multitude of backs that can do stuff. Then you can bring in the hammer in playoff Lenny and try to pound him a little bit. Then you go back to White. Then you have Giovanni Bernard, and then you have Julio Jones as actually probably the most healthiest he's been. Godwin's healthy. You've just got your connection back with Mike Evans. You got Rudolph. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm – because then I'm keeping you on your heels. If you just come out with a 20 or 11 personnel or whatever their use is, you kind of play into Dallas' hands because that's what they play for. That's what they're prepared for.
Who do you trust more? Because they're both – this is – do you trust – Zeke or Lenny?
Oh, I trust Zeke. Lenny is still out of shape. Any running back that comes in grossly out of shape in this day and time, with you when you got trainers upon trainers, and you still look like you're pulling a piano on your back. I don't. I mean,
but this.
I just trust Zeke.
This reeks of a Fournette with two short rushing touchdowns.
It does.
And three first downs on dump passes.
But that's Zeke, though, this year.
That's why I'm asking the question.
Like, I trust Zeke.
Look, yeah, Pollard's been the guy, and this is the last year that Zeke is the guy. But I'm not sure in a game where everything matters that McCarthy is going to run more plays with Pollard than with Zeke.
What's this dude's name? Austin Moore? What's his name?
Oh, Kellen Moore.
Kellen
Moore is going to call
it. Well, McCarthy can't let Kellen Moore get him fired with his personnel choices.
Well, he can.
Well, okay.
Because Jerry Jones wants Kellen Moore to be happy because it's just like, I won't even go into.
Well, you fall in love with who you fall in love with.
I wouldn't even go into who was calling the razzmatazz the last play he called at Nebraska.
Yeah. I don't know that McCarthy will ride or die with Kellen Moore. Like, Kellen Moore can't be the reason you lose the Dallas Cowboys head coaching job. You just can't. But we'll go to break. We'll come back. They announced the all-pro teams. Jay Foreman. we're going to go down this list, man. All-pro came up, and
it was weird. They had a nose tackle?
Man, they did some funny things with it. We'll have Professor Foreman break it down for us when we come back.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.